after I couldn't read nobody else's writing.
Yeah.
Well, a place where people go into town to check out books is called a
library?
Yeah. Okay. And what about a place where you'd stay overnight in a strange town?
Well, that would be what I'd call a hotel, but now they got motels.
Yeah. Well, did you ever go into town and see anything in town, you know, a place where they'd show things in town for entertainment? What would you call that?
Theater?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the theater and...
Go, you say we're going, honey, let's back up the night and
go to the show.
Go to the show. Did you enjoy doing that? What's some of your favorite?
Oh, just any kind of entertainment on a show, like, well, the biggest thing is them folks out there clowning, monkey's business, I call it.
Yeah. Well, man, you'd call an actor. Woman would be called a...
Actress, wouldn't it? I think that's where it's pronounced. I don't know. Actor and actress.
Yeah. What would a man have to look after his mail and things like that? He'd have a private...
Well, he'd have a private secretary.
Yeah. By the way, you know Mr. Morgan Pine Bluff?
No. I've heard that she's got a store there, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I've heard of the store. I've never been to it, I don't imagine.
Yeah.
Long as it's been there.
Well, you know, let's see. Now, you know Mr.
I wouldn't know him if I'd meet him, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, he's a realtor. He mentioned you. He also mentioned Jesse, too. Anyway, you say you might go to the show in town, do things like that. When you go to the hospital, who do you get looked after by?
Well,
they always seem to be ugly instead of pretty, too.
A nurse?
Yeah.
I never had much experience with them looking after me, but 1 week, I had a pretty nurse. I didn't have no ugly nurse.
You did? Seemed like every nurse you see is, one might be pretty, but the other one's even, one might be pretty, but the other one's even...
Uglier?
No,
prettier?
Prettier, yeah.
No, they have got some nice looking nurses, but some of them don't look good.
Yeah.
I'd just be frank with you. I'd tell them the same thing I'm telling you. Because everybody can't be pretty.
Yeah.
You take me, I couldn't be pretty if I wanted to.
Well, I can't either. I'm not a good looking guy.
I think you're nice looking.
I put a bag over my head. Well, I'm trying to grow a mustache, can't even grow the damn thing.
Now that's the only thing I would dislike you for.
Growing a mustache?
Yeah, I don't like mustaches hanging down around your mouth.
Yeah.
Although my daddy wore one all his life, but I know that. I see young boys, they look, well, when they get all this beard and stuff on their face, they look like the old, real old men.
Yeah.
And a lot of them now. Of course, your hair is plenty long. That's long enough.
Well, I've been meaning to get it cut.
Now, you see lots of these kids now with hair now. You can't tell them from a girl.
Yeah.
But after you see his hand or feet, that suits them. It's all right for them, but I just don't like it.
Uh-huh.
That's their fad now. Of course, I come up old-fashioned. I went on the old-fashioned way. I believe in keeping your hair kind of trimmed up, and I got to go do that to mine.